that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of that mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older. Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 9th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:01. I'm Brent Allen. We have light rain coming down out there now, currently sitting at 52 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. With several weather systems moving into Sonoma County today and tomorrow, many residents wondered if Santa Rosa and other towns would be opening warming centers. So far, the answer is no. The policy for extreme weather requires 3 consecutive days with overnight lows between 32 degrees or 3 nights of extreme rain or weather. While it will be chilly Thursday and Friday mornings, neither of those conditions will be met, so no warming centers or additional shelters will open across Sonoma County. A new California law that bans people from carrying firearms in most public places was once again blocked from taking effect Saturday, as a court case challenging it continues. Saturday's decision keeps in place a December 20th ruling by U.S. District Judge Cormac Carney blocking the law. He said that it violates the Second Amendment and that gun rights groups would likely prevail in proving it was unconstitutional. The law, signed by Governor Newsom, prohibits people from carrying concealed guns in 26 types of places, including public parks and playgrounds, churches, banks, and zoos. Rudolph Williams says he was home in his Harvey, Illinois home, about 30 miles south of Chicago, when he realized the doors and windows to his courtyard-style apartment had been boarded up with plywood, locking him inside.
Open the door, and here's this big piece of plywood right there.
The 73-year-old had his ordeal chronicled on video by his nephew, and shows crews boarding up the building, even as they were being told there were still people inside. City officials, the residents, the property owners, and the property management company have conflicting accounts of what happened Friday at the 30-unit complex. What is known is the building was in total disrepair, with collapsed stairways, garbage, broken furniture, and no heat. The owners had previously been cited about conditions and warned to make changes. The moon landing attempt by a private U.S. company we told you about yesterday now appears to be doomed because of a fuel leak on the spacecraft. Astrobotic Technology managed to orient the lander towards the sun on Monday so its solar panel could capture sunlight and charge the onboard battery. The propulsion system problem was reported a few hours after the successful liftoff from Florida, and it does mean that most likely they will not have enough fuel to attempt a successful landing. However, a second lander from the Houston company is due to launch next month. Donald Trump is set to return for the first time in months to the federal courthouse in Washington as an appeals court hears arguments on whether the former president is immune from prosecution. The outcome of today's arguments carry enormous ramifications, both for the landmark criminal case against Trump and for the broader and legally untested question of whether an ex-president can be prosecuted for acts committed while in the White House. Elon Musk's reported drug use has Tesla board members facing a familiar quandary, having to decide what, if anything, to do about the chief executive subjecting directors and shareholders alike to great financial and legal risk. A Wall Street Journal report said Musk had used LSD, cocaine, ecstasy, and psychedelic mushrooms at private parties, and he has a history with ketamine. Musk says at NASA's request, he has submitted to 3 years of random drug tests and has never tested positive. 805 KZST, we need another update on Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer David DeReddy. Hello again, David. How are those roads?
Hello, Brett. Good morning. We are busy now. A couple crashes out there. Southbound 101 at Cotati 116. That one is over to the right shoulder, but we're starting to see a big backup all the way into Runner Park, past Runner Park northbound or southbound. And then also southbound 101 just north of Hopper Avenue, and that is also creating a backup into the Windsor area. So if you're heading out of the Windsor area, expect that one. Northbound heading into Santa Rosa, we're backed up. Just seeing our familiar slowdown at Todd. It's going to be very heavy at Todd Road heading up towards downtown Santa Rosa. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David DeReddy on KZST.
In this corner, a very electric but oh-so-grimy Nissan Leaf facing off against the new Splash Express car wash on Cleveland Avenue. As this mud-crusted pipsqueak enters the 120-foot wash tunnel, rainbow suds are coming at it from all directions. Oh, it's bubbles galore! That dust, dirt, and mud is going down. But the water lives to see another day. Always filtered and recycled, this is high-tech cleaning. Splash Express uses less water than a load of laundry. 4 cars are cleaned at Splash Express with less water than washing just 1 vehicle at home. It's so clean, we water our plants with it.
Have your car cleaned at Splash Express in Cotati or any of our 3 Santa Rosa locations, including our brand new Splash on Cleveland Avenue next to Trader Joe's.
Where else can you find 3 minutes of sudsy, rinsy, shiny fun?
Splash Express.
Hello, we're Partnership Health Plan of California. We've been around for over 25 years, partnering with local doctors, your neighbors, maybe even you. Partnership is who we are. We're your partner in checkups.
In telehealth.
In cancer screenings.
In prenatal care.
In healthy families.
We're your partner in Medi-Cal.
We're your partner in health. Visit us at partnershiphp.org.
From the community calendar, the Windsor Farmers Market takes place every Sunday from 9:30 to 12:30 on the Windsor Town Green. You can find out more at kzst.com. In sports this morning,
I can now sit at the big person's table in the family. They won't keep me over there on the little table anymore. My dad, Jack Harbaugh, won a national championship, and my brother won a Super Bowl.
That is Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh speaking following his team winning its first college football championship since 1997, as Michigan beat Washington last night 34-13. Your forecast. We do have some light rain out there now this morning. We'll get a little clearing later on this afternoon. We're going to pick up anywhere from a tenth of an inch, maybe a quarter inch at the most. Highs in the 50s. Wind will be gusty this afternoon. Tonight, clouds come back, as does a chance of showers. Overnight lows in the 30s and 40s. Tomorrow, expect showers on and off throughout the day with low 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Apple's high-priced headset for toggling between the real and digital world will be available at its stores beginning February 2nd. The debut of the $3,500 headset will come 8 months after Apple unveiled the sleek goggles at a conference at its Cupertino headquarters. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen. KZST.
I end up in crisis.
Is all this time.
I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving. Cause you got tired of my scheming.
For the last time.
It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time, everybody agrees. I'll stare directly at the sun, but never exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero. Sometimes I feel like everybody
agrees, everybody agrees. It's me.
It is a 1252 sprinkly degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams, and up next on KZST, I will be looking for someone to do our weekly random act of kindness, thanks to Redwood Credit Union. Call me here in the studio, 707-284-1000.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
All righty, 100.1. This is KZST, and it is time for Random Acts of Kindness, where I will tell you the task at hand, explain how to do it, and have you call me in the studio here to volunteer and execute it. My number, 707-284-1000. Redwood Credit Union has made this possible by giving us the $100 bills to do these random acts. Thank you, RCU. Okay, here is the plan. So last week, we did a random act of kindness at a local gym or health club to kickstart a New Year's resolution of getting in shape. We're going to stick with this January theme here. I would like a volunteer to swing by the radio station and pick up the money and take it to a local health food store or vitamin shop, even the healthy section of a grocery store, Oliver's, Safeway, Raley's, a supermarket of your liking. Find that random person shopping around looking for items good for you, intent on getting healthy and improving their diet. It is totally up to you. Walk up to the person and say, hello, I am sure you've done something nice for someone in your lifetime. Today is the day you're rewarded for that. Here's $100, total act of kindness. So you can use it for healthy foods and drinks, maybe vitamins, superfoods, things to move you on your way to improving your diet in the new year. So if you would like to volunteer to do this random act, please give me a call now in the studio, 707-284-1000, 707-284-1000. This morning's random act helps someone out with their New Year's resolution of eating better and losing weight. Here on KZST.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. You when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I'll
so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop that.
KZST. Well, thank you for all the calls for our volunteers for the Random Act of Kindness. Thank you to the lucky listener, Marissa Yanez from Santa Rosa. She will do it this week. We'll hear all about it as soon as she does it out at a health food store or a vitamin shop. In the meantime, let's check traffic. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer David Doretti. Good morning. How are those roadways?
Good morning, Debbie. A couple crashes out there to be aware of. Southbound 101 at Hopper Avenue out of the Windsor area. We have a crash out there. It is over to the right shoulder, but backed up into the Windsor area. And then further south of that in the Cotati area, southbound 101 at 116 Cotati. Things are also over to the right shoulder, but we're backed up past Roner Park. Over on the northbound side, things are slow heading into Santa Rosa. It's going to be heavy at Todd Road. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Doretti on KZSD.
Hey there, drivers. Looking for some savings? Oil Stops got you covered with January savings. Monday through Saturday, get $20 off your oil change at Oil Stop in Santa Rosa, Rohnert Park, and Petaluma. That's right, $20 off just for mentioning you heard it on the radio. It's our way of making your new year a whole lot brighter. Remember, be sure to mention you heard it on the radio for $20 off. January savings at Oil Stop drive through oil change, where your car gets the care it deserves.
This week at Raley's and Knob Hill. Clip your digital offer online or in the app to get Raley's fresh boneless skinless chicken breasts raised with no antibiotics ever for just $1.97 a pound, limit two packages. Savings you can count on in-store or online, only at Raley's and Knob Hill.
Hey Alexa, oh look at what the cat dragged in. Yeah, Google, could you look something up for me?
Sure, what are you looking for?
I wanted to get the app so I could listen to KZST.
You can get the app for free at KZST.com. Oh, you could listen at 100.1.
A radio? I bet they sell those on Amazon.
Ouch! That was a pretty obvious commercial plug.
You think?
KZST Santa Rosa.
So high, I did not recognize the fire burning
tried my best to feed her appetite, keep her coming every night, so hard to keep her satisfied. Oh, kept playing love like it was just a game, pretending to feel the same, but turn around and leave again. But oh, this love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before, and her heart is breaking in front of me, and I have no choice, 'cause I won't say goodbye anymore. Oh, oh, oh. Whoa, whoa. I'll fix these broken things, repair your broken wings, and make sure everything's all right.
It's all right.
My pressure on your hips, I'm sticking my fingertips.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, January 9th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:29. I'm Brent Allen. We do have some light rain moving through this morning, currently sitting at 52 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. So far, the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft for inspections has not impacted flights at the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport. While Alaska Airlines does fly 737s in and out of the airport, it does not currently use that version at our airport. There have been flight cancellations at SFO in San Jose due to the FAA requiring additional inspections before allowing the aircraft back in the sky. Authorities say an explosion at a historic Texas hotel in Fort Worth on Monday injured 21 people and trapped some in the basement before they were found by rescue crews. One person was in critical condition. Officials believe it was some kind of gas explosion, as the 20-story Sandman Signature Hotel was under construction, and some had reported smelling gas before that explosion.